content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Vaughn Eaglin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey,
guys and girls.
What's going on?
Hey. I'm trying to get this microphone so I can see you because I want to look you in the eye while we talk. I'm big on eye contact. Did you ever notice that about me?
Yeah, every time I'm in the studio, I'm watching you watch me.
I'm watching you. So, it's so great to have you in studio today. We have a huge show coming up. We've got Kevin Curry coming in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to do Vaughn Eaglin, Burn On with Vaughn, where you can call in and ask him all kinds of questions. You can ask him anything you want, but we're actually going to be talking about cheating today, right?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Yeah.
That's an interesting topic.
It is, you know, and I think everybody's been affected by it in one way or another. You know, it's just, I think, I don't know, for some people, okay, I'm already burying myself. I'm just going to stop right there.
Keep going.
But I'm really excited to have this show today. I prepared food last night out of Kevin Curry's great book called Fit Men Cook that came out just a few months ago. It's 100+ meal prep recipes for men and women. Hashtag healthy AF and never boring. So, so I made the avocado tzatziki chicken salad last night. And you'll laugh, I made the cilantro tahini dressing. Mm-hmm. But when I was making it, and I'm like, why is this so thick, you know? And my kitchen is wonderful, but it's a little underlit.
Underlit.
After the sun goes down.
Okay.
It is. And so I see clear as a bell, it's a third a cup of tahini, not a half a cup of tahini.
Okay.
And I doubled the recipe and I was like, oh man. Then I tried to fix it. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave it home.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And try to fix it.
I don't know
later,
how you fix that. Do you just thin it out something? I don't know.
You thin it out with water. Well, we'll ask Kevin here in just a couple of minutes. I'll tell him what I did.
That's so awesome. And I've been following Kevin for many years. So I had a friend of mine who was a model and he always said, you know, you need to start doing a lot of meal prep in order to get the results that you want. And so he said, you need to follow this guy, Kevin. And so I've been following him for maybe like at least 3 years.
Wow.
And I've seen his, you know, I guess all of his viewers or people that view his video go up. And he's kind of like celebrity to me. So I'm going to be doing this little fanboy thing when he comes in the studio.
Yeah,
so.
No, he is. He's a big guest.
I'll try to.
He's a big guest and he's hot like you. two hot guys in the studio with us today. So, I'm really looking forward to it. And everyone that knows me knows I absolutely love to cook. I was in heaven last night because it's not like forced, but I was forced to cook, even though it's never a force for me. And try something new. And I love a lot of his messages in the book about love your leftovers and just a lot of things that make perfect sense. And here he is, Kevin Curry. Oh, my gosh. So good to see you and meet you. Oh, my gosh.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. You see your avocado tzatziki chicken salad over there that I made last night.
Oh, okay. And I'm actually hungry, so I'm so.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, and it's 100% organic, and I prepared it fresh last night, refrigerated it overnight, and pulled it out.
It's
just
better
about
that way.
It is better that way because then the sauces have a chance to marry, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
they can all meld together. It looks beautiful. I wish y'all could see this right now.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna take a photo. Of this
oh wow,
right now
that'd be
for
cool.
Instagram, we have to.
Well, you know, and I brought salt and pepper. I don't over season anything because I like for people to season it themselves. So salt, I put a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and then I brought some balsamic vinegar for the side.
Okay.
And I even brought a little sugar in case someone wanted to sprinkle some sugar on there.
A little sugar is not too bad.
Salad.
You know, a little bit, right? You gotta add some flavor to it.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to make it?
There you go.
How long did it take you to make it last night?
I was drinking a little wine and dealing with the animals and everything too, but so probably about, I'm going to say 20 minutes.
Nice.
I sauteed organic olive, I mean, not olive breast, chicken breast
what
in avocado
breast?
Oil, just low and slow, and got them nice and brown to give it some color too, mm-hmm. And caramelize it a little bit. And I don't know, I'm anxious for you to try if I made it correctly.
I do. You know what? And I am going to try it. I love eating as I talk, so.
Oh, know, good. Okay, you know, I do too. If we break bread. Yes, absolutely. I'm Italian. Of course I love to eat and talk.
Okay, good. And I'm so sorry for the listeners because I tend to smack, and I just recently learned that about myself. I was watching this video, and I was eating something. I was like, God, is that me? My videographer was like, yes. We've been meaning to talk about that.
You this sound is something awful. We've been meaning to talk about.
Well, you know, this is awkward, but I'm going to bring it up because it's funny as heck. But when I was at Central Market last night shopping with my daughter to get all the ingredients that I need, she said, Mom, did you know that that peppers are male and female? I was like, what? She goes, yeah, look. And she showed me the end of the pepper, male and female, and I was like, oh my gosh. So we put a video out on Instagram. It's really funny.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, if you hold them up, you can see.
You can see. Like they
it looks like
they
one
fit
is,
together.
They actually do.
There's three on one and four
on
the other.
I'm gonna guess which one. Okay.
He discovered it.
I did not know that. Hold on, now I'm gonna put this on my Instagram too. I did not know this.
Okay. How could I be cooking and you all these years and neither one? And Lexi didn't know it either.
No.
But, you know.
I'm mind blown today, guys. I just found out that peppers are male and female. So this is the female one.
That's
the male one. And
it's a little
this
elongated.
Is the female one. And look.
They fit. Look at that.
I'm mind blown right now.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't even know what to say. But it's such a pleasure to have you here. I love to cook. I'm half Italian, half Irish. And I was in the restaurant business for many years. I'm one of the co-founders of Wingstop. A lot of people don't know that. And Pizza Patron. Pizza Patron came first. Wingstop came second.
You've been doing the Lord's work for quite some time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. When we started Wingstop, we were trying to save chickens. You know, not create like a wing fest,
okay.
If you will. I mean, we thought that, you know, the chicken wing would end up on the floor, you know, in the factory. And we thought, well, you know, why not turn it into an entree instead of that animal going to waste, using the whole animal to help the environment and everything. So, and then the whole country went crazy. And, you know, now it's crazy. It's publicly traded. It's one of the most successful concepts out there.
Yeah.
So
put me through college.
It put you through college? Did it really?
Those fries.
Yeah.
You know what? They should. You know what? Wingstop should get a hold of you to come up with a Kevin Curry wing.
Hey,
right?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Flavor.
Well, their corporate offices are they're right down the street, so they might
Let's
be listening.
Take a walk
you never
together.
Know.
Okay. Let's take a walk on over there with the founder.
Oh my gosh. So you know, this is so crazy. You know, Kevin. For people that are listening and don't maybe have not heard of Kevin's book or don't know about Kevin, I don't know how that could happen, but. If you haven't, Kevin Curry is the founder of Fit Men Cook, and it's an online community that inspires men and women to eat healthy and stay fit with healthy recipes that, in Kevin's words, are never, ever boring. And they're not. I have to tell you. I'll tell you the tahini story here after I give your intro. But he's got over 2 million followers around the world and has become one of today's most sought-after personalities in nutrition, health, and wellness. Kevin recently released his first book, as I said, Fit Men Cook. It's 100-plus meal prep recipes for men and women. Always hashtag healthy AF. I almost said it. Oh my gosh. Better check myself.
Healthy A bleep.
Never boring. And he released a book in December of 2018, which is when he graduated from Cal University and immediately went to the top of Amazon's fitness category within a month. And since the launch of the book, Fit Men Cook, Kevin has been featured in national online publications such as Forbes, Men's Health, Self, Shape Magazine, as well as television appearances on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Rachel Ray, The Rachel Ray Show, Today, and many others. And as I said, it's great to have you in studio. What a big personality you have.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you like that? Are you fun in the kitchen?
I feel like I am. I feel like I am. I have fun in my head. And so, yeah, I think that translates into the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, you know, Vaughn has a bro crush on you because he's been following you for years.
I'm sorry.
This is so embarrassing, Vaughn.
You know, because I had a friend of mine who's a fitness model. And he said, you know what? If you want to get your results, then you need to do a lot of meal prep. Follow this guy. Fit Men and Cook. And then I followed you maybe like 3 years ago. Now, it's a weird story. I happened to see you by my gym in Kroger's, going into Kroger's. I think you were doing some filming one day. I was like, hey, Fit Men and Cook. You were like, hey, man. I was like, okay, that's it. I don't want to look awkward or anything like that. But anyways, though, I've been following you for years, and I'm so happy to meet you. So
thank
so,
you, man. I really appreciate that. Seriously,
yeah.
I do.
And so do you prep?
Yeah, I have to.
That's the main question.
It's a necessity if you want to get some results, because your diet has so much to do with, you know, I mean, it. You see, let's say you spend an hour in the gym. The results you're going to get are going to be the other 23 hours that you're outside of the gym, because, you know, you cannot outwork a bad diet.
Yeah, so, you can't.
And I used to try that all the time. My wife says I would be totally like obese if I didn't if I didn't work out. However, whenever I do meal prep, I really get the results that I need.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate all the information you give your viewers.
Thank you, man.
Well, I think you're genetically blessed, because, I mean, after all, Beyonce is your, what, second or third cousin?
Well,
I mean,
she's a little further down the line.
Oh, really? You got the Beyonce blood?
Further down the line.
Beyonce blood.
So the story is she's Destiny's Child sang at our family reunion when I was like 8, 9 years old.
Are you kidding?
How wild would that be?
This was in Anahuac, Texas, back in the day. And I foolishly said, you know what? They're not going to be anything. They can't barely sing. And
What did they sing?
I can't remember what they sang. They had on Cross Colors, though. I don't know if you know back in like the late 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's when Mama Knows was still dressing them.
Yeah.
And she would put on the drapes.
Yeah. So they had some boots on. They were stomping, and they had a whole routine and everything. But it was interesting. So
it is. Yeah. Well,
that is too funny.
Isn't
and
that
fast
crazy?
Forward.
Small world.
80 million records later, I guess.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Well, we're going to talk all about this great book. We're going to make a sandwich here on the break with Kevin's famous avocado tzatziki chicken salad. And and we'll be right back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name. If no one is around you. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture available in 3 great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Carlos and El Dorado's, I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo, so follow.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, Von Eaglin, and Kevin Curry. Okay, so I'm going to introduce the players here today because we've got a couple of amazing men here in studio with us. Von Eaglin is a licensed professional counselor, supervisor, and works with two group practices in the Dallas area. He is a certified couple relationship trainer and sees a wide range of clients addressing men's issues, anger management, abuse, and addiction, just to name a few. He is also a doctoral candidate at the University of North Texas in the Counseling and Higher Education Department. His PhD research focuses on couple relationships dialogue, and you can find him at PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or on Instagram at Von Talks. That's PrestonPlaceCounseling.com or Instagram at Von Talks. And of course, Kevin Curry is in studio with us. So exciting. He is the founder of Fit Men Cook, an online community that inspires men and women to eat healthy and stay fit with healthy recipes that, in Kevin's words, are never boring. So with over 2 million followers around the world, Kevin has become one of today's most sought-after personalities in nutrition, health, and wellness. And he recently released his first book, Fit Men Cook. I've got a copy of it here in my hands. It's absolutely beautiful, you guys. I don't know about you, but I like lots of pictures, and it's got a lot of pictures. And so check it out. You know, this book is really fabulous. And since the launch of it, Kevin has been featured in national online publications such as Forbes, Men's Health, Self, Shape Magazine, as well as television appearances live with Kelly and Ryan, Rachel Ray Show, and today, along with many others. And as I said earlier, Kevin graduated from Kell University in 2018.
I'm going to start using that.
I have the worst sense of humor. I really do. I'm so corny.
Are you a dad joke person?
She totally is.
Am I a what person?
A dad joke.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
For sure.
So I have to ask you. So, Kevin Curry, what a great name for someone that's such an amazing cook.
Curry?
It's Curry. That's your real name, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's my actual government name.
That's so
Curry.
Funny. And do you know how to make it? I'm sure you know how to make a very B.A. Curry, don't you?
You know, my curry game isn't quite as strong because I didn't grow up eating it, but now it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You have some recipes in here, a lot of Thai chicken with and sweet potato and things like that, where
you
would incorporate those spices
absolutely
into your recipes. But I want to hear the story. I want to know the story of how Fit Men Cook, how it really began. What put you on this path or this journey?
Gosh, probably social media and desperation. So social media, because I remember getting on Facebook. It was after my friend's wedding. This is back in the times where people could tag you in a photo and it just pop up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. All the way back then.
Way back.
A long time ago. And somebody tagged me in this photo from this wedding. So I'm like, oh, great. Let me go check it out. I looked at that photo and I was like, dang, Kev, you look super greasy, sweaty. I mean, I sweat often anyway, but I was like extra greasy in this photo. You know, you look at yourself like, dang, that's the wrong angle. And every angle is bad.
I hate cameras. I feel you.
Yeah. And I just became like super self-conscious because I didn't know that I actually looked like that. So that was the first time that I kind of started to think like, all right, Kev, maybe you should start thinking about like your weight a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to go ahead and fast forward. I started to get trainers and whatnot, and they helped me to lose the weight. You know, I started just to run a whole bunch and get on that bland diet of chicken breast, brown rice, and broccoli or green beans. Lost that weight, but you know, we're here in Texas, and I grew up in the South too. So we've got the Mexican food, we got soul food. We love flavor here in the South. So I went to my favorite taco shop over there in Bishop Arts and had one of those $5 meals again, where the $5 meal was this. This is, you know, the good hustle. It is three tacos. A little
like street tacos?
Street tacos.
Okay.
Of course, it's three, you know, street tacos.
People back east don't know what that, they're like, street taco, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's a street taco.
Yeah.
And it's just some of the most savory meat that you've ever had. It's very fatty meat, but that's where all the flavor is. That's where all the love is.
Yeah.
Then you get a little side salad of like iceberg lettuce and some tomatoes and then some beans, all for $5. So I went back there and I was like, dang, I cannot give up this food. And of course, I gained the weight back again. So
it's easy to do.
Yeah. And so that's why. And so when I went back to the personal trainer, he was trying to charge me so much money. And by that time, I just became like really like indignant. I was thinking, you know what? If he can figure it out, then so can I.
Right.
And I was broke at the time, too. So Kevin, you can't financially like afford a trainer. So that's when I went over to Half Price Books and just began just to read content about food and like nutrition. And so yeah. I was thinking like there's got to be a better way.
Well, you know what's funny? Because that what you just talk about is one of the things that I feel so passionately about with the radio show. That's kind of what was the start of this too, is giving away free psychiatric advice for people that can't afford a shrink. Giving away free training advice for people that can't have, it's a luxury to have a trainer. I've only had it one time in my life, and we became very good friends. Otherwise, I probably would have quit because of the money before that, quite truthfully. Because once you learn how to train yourself, you can do it yourself. It just Absolutely. Takes motivation.
Yeah.
And you know, and controlling your hunger, controlling your emotions, all of it. It's all connected. But that's part of what we're doing here is trying to educate people to empower themselves and make their life better and healthier. Because at the end of the day, we all know everyone sitting at this table today is that your health is your wealth for sure.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
It absolutely is. And so you went, so you're poor, you're broke, you're a little chubby, you're trying to decide what you're
going to... I got a little bit of love on me, you know.
Just a little extra.
So, I get it.
You were a chubby child.
I was a fat kid.
I was a fat kid.
Oh, yeah. I had the man boobs, everything.
Oh, you were like that.
He does an ad for Sun Warrior that we always joke about where he says, I wasn't, what does it say?
I wasn't always a fat kid.
There it is.
Anyways,
whatever. But yeah, he's the one that...
your pain, man. Yeah. You know, it's like it's hard to move, your knees hurt. I mean, everything is more difficult whenever you have excess weight on
it
you.
Is.
You know,
and you're conscious about it too, so you're constantly pulling on your shirt. Sure.
Absolutely.
Like that. And you know, you don't feel good.
Well, you guys are like brick houses now, both of you.
Doctor looks great over
like,
there.
Like hugging you is like hugging a concrete statue. Like that's what I feel when I hug Guy Mezger. He's like a concrete statue. So when did you realize that it was time to make a lifestyle change at that moment, right?
Yeah.
And then did you begin the book first or you start compiling?
No.
I mean, I not first, what I mean is, did you start at that moment, start compiling recipes with a vision that you were going to pass this information on to other people?
Never.
Okay.
It
wow.
never crossed my mind. So what I did was I went to social media, and this was really a big side hustle because I said, all right, why don't I post every single meal that I'm eating online to get free advice from people? It's a good way to crowdsource my diet and get everything for free.
Absolutely.
So that way people out there who know about nutrition can say, hey, you know what? That looks good, but maybe you should eat like more of this. And what was happening was that I was realizing there are people out there that were just like me who were disenchanted with these cookie cutter diets of these boring foods. And they were like, this guy is really trying to explore nutrition in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And people begin to follow me and just ask me questions. And I'm like, well, I'm reading this. I've seen this. My body's changing like this. And it just began just like this downward spiral, I guess, of just like people just begin to follow me.
Right.
And ask questions. And so still, even after I started my blog in 2012, in the summertime of 2012, and I started up an Instagram as well. And on Instagram, I hit 10,000 followers on November 30th.
Wow.
After starting it up in August. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's and really then, fast.
Yeah,
at the time. And so, and then I had a picture to go viral on Pinterest and Tumblr.
Yeah.
And by January, I had over 100,000 followers.
Wow. Mm. Well, I have to say, you've incorporated so many beautiful vegetables into your. I look at your book, and it's what real people really want to eat. It really is. At the end of the day. And you can make any of these recipes vegan if you want, easily, by adding tofu or, you know, just changing up a couple of ingredients.
You know what? And there's a reason why, like, it's so colorful, because I realized that through this journey that like I need to be eating a lot more colors. And so like I tell my followers, we have a 3-color rule that each meal that you have needs to have at least 3 colors, you know, and they can come from fruits, veggies, or grains and legumes.
Yeah.
But they can't come from the protein.
Yeah.
And I realized that I've just felt so much better doing that. And even now, I'm still learning so much about food that I've become. I'm not vegan at all. I eat meat proudly. But what I have become, though, is a lot more plant dominant.
Yeah.
Meaning that I'm going to stop making meat the star of my dish. I'm going to have meat.
Yeah.
But the star is going to be the veggies, the grains, legumes, and ways to get the protein from those first and then complement that with food. I mean, like with the animal products. And I've just felt so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of realized that like maybe after all this time, we haven't really been taught the quote unquote, the right way to have balance in our diets.
Yeah.
We've kind of pushed the things that give us so many nutrients and minerals and vitamins to the side because we've been said protein, protein, protein.
Right.
And that's important. but we can get protein from other foods.
Absolutely. And from plants.
And that's what I mean.
Plant-based diet. I mean, Javon's the one that turned me on, as I said, to Sun Warrior. You're kind of off and on the vegan, kind of like
I was.
Me.
I definitely was.
Yeah. And so, so I'm going to ask you, Vaughn, since you've been following Kevin for 3 years, what's the number one thing that he taught you?
I would say be intentional, you know, because whenever I'm making a meal, I need to understand, like, what am I putting into my body? How is it going to affect my body? What kind of results am I looking for? But just looking at all the different types of variety, that it really taught me that I don't have to be bored whenever I'm making food. Because, yes, there is the, you know, if you want to get the results you need, yeah, just eat some grilled chicken breast, some brown rice, and then some broccoli. But, you know, you can have so much more fun with your food than just that basic meal, because that gets really tired. Like, after the second day, I'm like, okay, I need something different.
Oh, yeah.
So, you want to choke somebody almost.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, even the chicken salad that I made, I brought in balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper and a little bit of sugar. Sugar shouldn't be demonized. If you just sprinkle a little bit sometimes on something like that, it makes all the difference
in the
world.
Change the flavor profile and trick your taste buds into something.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to shout out the number here, because we're going to give away two of Kevin's cookbooks that he was gracious enough to give to our listeners. You can call it 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. And I want you to call in to ask Vaughn some questions as well, because we're going to be talking about cheating in the next segment. Not this next one coming up, but the last one, Burn On with Vaughn. We love doing it. It's so much fun. So 214-787-1190 to ask questions and get one of Kevin Curry's book, Fit Man Cook. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Burn here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths, and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracel in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff.
I do the same thing, Kevin. It happens to me almost every day. Everyone out there, hello. Welcome back to One Life Radio. The headphones sometimes get flipped all around. They're like crazy. They go in every direction. But, oh my gosh, welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, OneLifeRadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our great sponsors like Sun Warrior, Crazy Water, the H-Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And I'm going to privilege the listeners to a little conversation that I had with Kevin and Vaughn over the, well, all of us were speaking, but, you know, I said to Kevin Curry, who's in studio with us today, he is the founder of Fit Men Cook, an online community that inspires men and women to eat healthy and stay fit with healthy recipes that, in Kevin's words, that are never boring. Fit Men Cook, with it's a beautiful recipe book. You're not going to want to miss it, I'll tell you that. If you love to cook, you need to pick up a copy. But we were talking about Sun Warrior. I was telling them what a great company they are and how that they've been with me for years, and you know, they've never asked about ROI or any of that thing that a lot of advertisers do. How many listeners do you have? Blah, blah, blah. They're just here to support me and the information that we all put out, Vaughn, Kevin, all of us that care about health. And I couldn't say enough about it. And then I found out that Kevin is a user of Sun Warrior because Absolutely. They really are, like, just Kevin and Vaughn both. I mean, it's such a good company on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. I had my shake this morning.
Yeah, you don't have to be a vegan to use vegan products.
Can we say that one more time?
Yeah. There you go.
Let people know that.
Yeah, I love that.
Right, because you're not a vegan, but you use Sun Warrior because it's clean. It's very clean. It is one of they are impeccable with the production of their products. They really are, all of them, and I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. All of our sponsors: Crazy Water, the H-Hemp Company, another fine company that produces some of the finest CBD oil out there. I was actually in Central Market yesterday and was overhearing a little conversation, and this woman was looking for CBD oil for her dad who's sick, and so I let them finish, and then as she walked by me, I said, I'm a CBD expert. And so anyway, I'm always working it because I really do passionately care about what I do. And I hope they're listening now. A great people out there, a lot of great people all trying to find health. And so cooking is the best. What you put in your body is one of the most important things. And so, Kevin, we actually have somebody on the line. Ryan from Roy City is calling to ask you a question.
Okay. What's up, Ryan? Oh, can I hear
him? Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
I was wondering, so when meal prepping, most people, you know, stick to, like, grilled chicken.
Yep.
If you're going to switch to fish, how often would fish be too often in your diet?
You know, it really depends on the type of fish. Some fish have a lot more mercury. So my rule is I try to go with fish maybe about 3 times a week, you know, at the max. I think that's a pretty good balance. Some people who are the, what are they called? Like the pescatarians, they'll, you know, they do that daily, but I think it's the type of fish though. So if you are going to have it daily, just do something like a salmon, maybe cod too would be a really safe one. There's one that I started to eat on a daily basis and I ended up getting really sick. Well, not really sick, but I had a really adverse reaction to it, and it was a waxy fish. It was called, orange roughy.
Oh, yeah. Good old orange roughy. I haven't had that in years.
Oh, my God. It's some of the most delicious fish ever.
But a lot of it's farm-raised, and so, you know, there's a lot of toxins and bacteria in the water. There really is, in which they grow them.
Yeah, and your body will actually let you know, too, if you're going to have that same reaction that I did. You should just Google that. But about 3 times a week would be fine. If you have to have it like every single day, then I would do something like a salmon or cod, and then just keep it wild if you can.
Okay. Yeah. And then one question for the blonde in the room.
Yeah.
There's two.
There's two blondes in the room. Which one, Ryan?
The female blonde.
The single blonde. Okay. We're both single. Which blonde?
Okay.
I was wondering, how is life with such a kick-A fiance? And I'll hang up.
Oh. Go away. Oh. Get out of
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They just got engaged.
Ryan is, I don't even know this guy, but he just deserves a round of applause. He's just awesome.
He is. He's a really good dude.
She's blushing right now, by the way, Ryan. She's blushing.
Well, I love all this conversation and camaraderie. I really do. It's really great to have you in studio, both of you guys. Okay, so what sets your book apart from other healthy cookbooks, Kevin?
I think that's because my story. People are like connected to it because I don't have a professional background in terms of cooking. I was just a guy trying to put stuff together to lose some weight, and the recipes are like that. So you don't have to have a background in that.
I agree.
And I think it's a really simple thing. These are things that you can get from your local grocery store as well. You're not going to have to break the bank for it. And the most important thing is that I teach people, it's not just a recipe book, but it's much more of a guide to healthy living.
Absolutely.
And that's why the first part of the book, I spend almost like 200 pages kind of walking through like the ideology of meal prep and the things that I did wrong and why you should not do them.
Yeah. Well, and putting it in a book and making empowering all these different people out there that really struggled like I did, like you did. Yeah, you know, we all struggle from time to time. I love how you talk about using your leftovers too, because we have so much food waste in this country, and leftovers are amazing. They are.
You know, it tastes better, and it's just another way to kind of reimagine stuff. You should always kind of keep your taste buds guessing, and also keep yourself fresh in the kitchen. I think that the number one reason why people get disenchanted with healthy eating is they get bored with it. But leftovers present another way for you to reimagine food and make it even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how has your healthy lifestyle affected those around you, like your family and friends?
Yeah, it's actually been really, it's been really interesting. So I've been doing this since 2012, I guess. And last year was the first year where I kind of really was able to influence my family in a really major way. And I convinced my dad to go vegan, which convincing a black man from the South, from South Carolina.
How did you do that?
Well, he was having so many health issues.
Right.
And I just knew from his symptoms of like, you know, the inflammation and being like sluggish that I knew though that a plant-based lifestyle was going to be the best for him.
Yeah.
And I think it was just at that point. But the beauty of it was I had stopped trying to really convince my parents to eat healthier. And what I wasn't realizing is that they were watching me in my lifestyle, but also watching my followers and listening to all their stories and their like enthusiasm. And so it kind of got them thinking like, well, maybe there is something to this. And so I think it was a much easier way to have that conversation now.
Yeah. Well, I just love all this conversation. I do. And so who inspired you the most, though, throughout your health journey?
Yeah, I've gotten this question quite often, and I don't have one person. Honestly, it's the followers. And the followers, whenever I get their emails and their pictures about how food is affecting them, it just does something to you.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
When one person calls in or I get an email from somebody, it makes my day. When I connect with my listeners, it makes my day.
And that motivates you to
keep going.
Yeah, to keep on doing.
Know that I'm headed in the right direction and that people are liking what they're hearing and they're learning things that will improve their life. And if I change one person's life a day, I said this the first day I went on the radio, if I can just improve one person's life or one animal's life a day, I'm happy. I've done my job.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, so, okay. So we're going to go to break and we're going to take Vaughn. Vaughn is going to take calls. Burn On with Vaughn at 214-787-1190. And we've got two books to give away of Kevin Curry's Fit Men Cook, 214-787-1190. Coming back with Burn On with Vaughn. So call in, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. You steady chasing that big bar, just live your life. Oh, hey.
Ain't got no time for no haters, just live your life. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Oh my gosh, I love this song. I love Hank Williams Sr.
He's good.
I do. Oh my gosh, you're cheating hard. Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. Before we get started, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world, in the universe that iHeartRadio is. I think they're everywhere. But big shout out to our sponsors. We already talked to great companies like Sun Warrior, Crazy Water. I've got a bottle of number 3 right here, right now, that I'm going to drink after the show. If I drink it before the show, then I have to get up and, you know what, I got to go pee-pee too. But the H-Hemp Company, really fine CBD oil. If you're looking for a good CBD oil, check out the H-Hemp Company. And, of course, Paleo Magazine, the Well-Being Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, you're cheating heart. Anyone out there listening that's a cheater? We've got Burn On with Vaughn. We've got Monica from Dallas on the line.
Okay.
And then we've got this guy, Kevin, that wants to ask a question, too. He's okay. He's the backup. Okay, so Monica from Dallas, welcome to One Life Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Monica.
Okay, so Burn On with Vaughn, what's the question?
So I don't know if you can give me a direct answer. I probably my question might stump you a little bit, but so my question is, at what age do men stop lying and cheating?
Wow. Well, that is a good question. I will say that. But I don't know what kind of men you're dating. You know what I mean? But, you know, everyone has a different set of values. Everyone has a different set of beliefs. And everyone has a different perspective. And a lot of people do cheat whenever they have, I would say bad values, because everyone has different ones. But some of the guys you're dating, or some of the guys you've been with, may have had some difficulty with ethics and morality and trust. The main thing I would say is that trust is a foundational component in any relationship. And we've talked about this before, how trust comes in many different components in a relationship. For instance, I trust that you're going to be sexually faithful to me. I trust that you're going to be financially a good financial steward. I trust that you're going to be a good father, so on and so forth. So it's very possible to trust your partner in one area, not trust them in another area. And whenever you find someone that you can't trust, then you have some issues. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've come across a lot of lying females in my life, you know.
Well,
I mean, I can't
yeah,
say
it's
just
a two-way street. I guess it goes both ways.
Yeah, so the main thing is that whenever you experience betrayal, a lot of times that can really inflict a lot of hurt and sometimes even trauma to your psyche. So the thing about it is that whenever someone's experience, and we're talking about cheating, whenever someone's experience with cheating, we've talked about how it can, people can have features of PTSD at times, simply because whenever someone cheats on you, your whole identity is wrapped up into this relationship, and who you think you are is no longer that person.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, you kind of go through this re-identification, and you're also grieving at the same time. Mm. You know, I'm grieving who I thought I was. I'm grieving who I thought this person was. I had this dream that's no longer there. And so a lot of times that can create trauma to the psyche. So you may experience nightmares and hypervigilance and, you know, psychic numbing, different things like that. But, you know, I don't know if that necessarily answers your question.
Can I ask a question, actually? Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Go for it.
Because that question kind of sounds like it's like pent up, like frustration. Yeah. Is this a repeated cheater or is this a first time cheater to ask that type of question?
What have you?
I guess it was just in general. I mean, it's just different people that I've allowed into my life. And it's just been, you know, something that they've done.
It's a common theme.
It's a common theme with you?
Yeah.
Dating you or just, I mean, not dating you, but.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it just seems to be like, you know, some men feel the need to lie about things that they don't need to lie about. If they were upfront about it, you know, I'd probably respect them a little bit more, you know, than lying to me.
I totally get it. And yeah. So I have a brother that he's passed away, God bless his soul, Joseph, but he used to lie about the dumbest stuff. I'm like, why do you lie about that? You lose your credibility. Like what you had for lunch, you're lying about. I mean, it's just like, I think lying in general just is so bad, and there's really no reason for it.
Well,
really
actually,
isn't.
You know, it is a turn on for some guys, because I have a buddy who actually enjoys that. Yeah, he actually enjoys
being lied to?
No, he enjoys lying to women.
Oh.
And doing that because he, you know, I'm not going to say
because he's
here
a
there.
Sick A.
Sounds a little twisted.
You know what?
Said, well, yeah, but, you know, it is like the thrill. But the crazy thing is, what was even more crazy is that the women just kept on staying with him.
Time.
And that's why I asked that question. Like sometimes it's like, and I'm not putting the blame on
a woman.
Somebody else,
No, of course.
I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, like what is the repeated behavior on both sides?
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'll say it like this, you know, and I'm going to go to like the alpha male, beta male thing. And I've seen this sometimes just within life, you know, because people in their mind, they have this subconscious like hierarchy of life, so you're ranking people. And I've seen a lot of women sometimes they will accept half a man instead of and they'll compromise their own values. And you'll see a lot of times that it sounds bad when I say it like this, but I'm just going to be honest with you, is that there are women who will be more okay with sharing an alpha male than dating a beta male. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, because women,
especially if the alpha male has a lot of money.
Yeah, because you're right, because women.
I made my own, but I know there's a lot of women out there that want to be bought and paid for.
You're right, because here's the thing, is that a lot of women tend to seek status, you know, to be honest with you. It's a biological, you know, fact that women tend to seek status because, you know, they want to know that their children are going to be safe. Men tend to seek, you know, I want someone who looks good. They want, you know, someone who's physically attractive. So women, they wrap up their self-esteem and their self-worth and their physical attractiveness. And a lot of guys, and whenever they're cheating, their biggest complaint is, you know what, I want to be more sexually satisfied. When women are cheating, what they're saying is, you know what, I want to be more emotionally connected. And when we're talking about, you know, sex and stuff, you know,
are you sure that's the reason?
Well, there's a gross overgeneralization here, but we're just saying on average men are looking for this excitement a lot of times. And the thing about it is, when it's forbidden, when I don't have access to it, many times that keeps the energy going and it makes it even more exciting. Kind kind of like what Kevin was talking about. If I can get away with it, oh man, you know what? I did that. So
Did he answer your question, Kevin? Did you have another question that you wanted to ask Vaughn?
Yes, but it's different from hers.
Yeah,
from Monica.
What's your question?
Can you recover from cheating?
Can you? Yes, I was
for sure.
Yeah, you
can.
How do you?
Well, the truth of the matter is that let's talk about marriage. Most people who are married, whenever cheating happens, they actually do stay together. But whenever someone cheats, what happens is that affair has to redefine the relationship. And when we're talking about redefining the relationship, that cheating should act as a catalyst to something new, because it's not the cheating, it's not the sexual relationship, but what did the cheating mean? Because there's an existential component to this thing. And so you have to figure out what is the motive and the meaning. Many people, whenever they cheat, they say, you know what, I felt alive. I might feel guilty for hurting you, but I may not necessarily feel guilty for the experience that I had.
What made him feel alive?
Because
the extra sex?
Well, here's the thing, is that whenever cheating happens, it's like, say, whenever cheating.
What'd you say?
It's exhilarerating a little bit.
It is exhilarating, because
I've never cheated before.
How would you know?
Just FYI. FYI. My mom maybe listen to this. I have never cheated before in my entire life.
You got cheated on, though, just like I did.
Yes, I did.
Big time.
Yes, and so that's why I'm guessing, because that's what it was. It was like this.
I just think it's lacking in character. You can't even take responsibility for it. It's the other person's problem, not yours.
I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been the cheater. You can call me a cheater. Not with my wife, of course.
Not with your wife. You weren't married,
married. But here's the thing, is that whenever I'm cheating, I'm looking for some novelty. I may be looking for emotional connection. I may be looking for some type of freedom, some autonomy, some sexual intensity. You know, what I'm trying to do is recapture something, because many times when people live life, they're like, hey,
I'm up for all that. Yeah. Have all the sex you want.
But
you got to break up with the other
person. There are a lot of people in a monogamous relationship that cheat.
You know?
And
of course.
Yeah. So, they're incongruent.
Have sex with every woman in town, but break up with your girlfriend or your wife if you're going to do it.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Yeah.
They're happy with their marriage, but they still go out and cheat. So it's
I don't think you can be happy. You're not happy, and I think that you feel it instinctively when someone's...
You can have an understanding of some people. I don't have that type of understanding.
We need a podcast.
I don't want that understanding.
I don't either.
I don't want...
Yeah.
Okay. You and me.
Yeah, I don't know how you could stay... How could you make love to somebody again after they cheated on you? I'd be like completely 100% done. Like that.
We need to do a podcast after broadcast.
All right. So great having you in studio, Kevin Curry, Vaughn Eaglin. I encourage you to get Kevin's book. What a great guy. What a pleasure to meet you. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
What if you could prepare, predict, and prevent when you struggle as an athlete? What if I gave you a clear roadmap as to what your issues could be, whether that's anxiety, lack of confidence, motivation, focus, relationship issues, depression, and even addiction? Well, that's what I do. It's a simple yet unique process to help you understand and improve what we call the intangibles, or the mental side of sports. And once we know, then we go to work improving your mental and life skills so you achieve consistent, high performance. Hey, let's face it, you invest a lot of time and money on the physical side of sports. The mental side is just, if not more, important. I'm Kip Watson, sports psychology professional. Visit my website at braincodecorp.com. That's braincodecorp.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA.
Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.